What's up, guys? We are back, but we are back in a different way. We are after a short-lived run.
season one. That was our pilot run.
It was 17 episodes.
It was true.
We had a good run.
Season two of the Sports Talk, but season one now of what's called Tranquilo Sports Talk. We thought, after a lot of discussion and just kind of brainstorming about the future of this, because we have a lot of good things that are brewing currently, and we just thought it made sense from, you know, we have our brand in Stay Tranquilo, that it would be best to kind of stay under that name umbrella and just kind of brand the sports show with the word Tranquilo in it. You know, I think Tranquilo Sports Talk is pretty self-explanatory. You now know... If you know Stay Tranquilo, you know it's kind of part of this at some capacity. And that was our goal.
Yeah.
So I think it was a good transition. We'll still incorporate the Confidmoles in this, like as like our betting picks.
Yeah.
And kind of incorporating that because I still like the play of the words there. But in terms of our show name, it's Tranquilo Sports. So welcome to Tranquilo Sports.
Tranquilo Sports, episode one, baby.
Absolutely.
Let's go. I love it.
And what better week to start than Super Bowl week?
It's Super Bowl Waste Management.
Waste Management Week.
It is a peak time to start it. I know we went the whole Dolphin season, Melo Confirmo.
Yeah.
Melo Confirmo's never won a Super Bowl. Tranquilo Sports Talk.
This is very true. We hasn't won a playoff game either.
We had to change it to try to change the mojo for them, for the whole shebang. We're ready to rock and roll, baby.
That's a very fair point.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, here we are. We are, like Dave said, we got a big week this week, and it's a very hype week. Just, I don't know, I like this time of the year. I mean, last year when I was out in Arizona, like you just feel like a different energy between the combination of Waste Management going on and Super Bowl. This year, they're still very close to each other.
Yeah.
Next year, they won't be, but it's Vegas Super Bowl, Waste Management in Phoenix. It's electric over there, I'm sure, right now.
Yeah.
So, let's talk some Super Bowl. I know last episode we talked about our picks, but obviously there's a lot that's going into this week in terms of matchups. It was kind of like we almost saw that this was going to happen at some capacity, and it did. Unfortunate, we didn't get that Ravens-Lions like we all wanted. That's in the past. Here we are today, and we got Chiefs-49ers. Who do you like this weekend?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because last week and – saw last week's episode, I was all over the Niners, and I'm still on the Niners. I still think the Niners are going to win this game.
Has the line moved at all?
I don't really think so. It's kind of fluctuated around like 1.5 to 2 range, but it's kind of crazy because everything that I've read this week and seen and everything, you've got the best player in the world on the Chiefs.
Right.
The Chiefs has dogs again.
You're talking about Kadarius Toney, right?
Yeah. You've seen this. I see the stats of like, every team that's traveled west is like undefeated, and like I've seen these insane stats. The Chiefs are working on the Vegas, like in the Raiders facilities, and like
yes,
the Niners
I did see that.
Are at UNLV, and
which
like
I heard they bitched about the field too.
Yeah, everything is yelling Chiefs, and I as I'm saying it, I'm almost talking myself into the Chiefs.
Okay.
That's why I'm on the Niners.
I feel like that's where they want us to lean.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Vegas wants you to think. They want all the dog money on the Chiefs, and we're going to take the Niners. It really for me comes down to like, I don't know. They're both really good teams, right? The Chiefs and their run has been very impressive, right? They beat us in a blizzard, basically. Mm-hmm. They beat the Bills in Buffalo. They beat the Ravens in Baltimore.
Which if they hadn't done that.
Exactly. Both back to back as dogs.
Yeah.
Right, and then you look at the Niners, good teams too, right? I mean, they played the Packers and the Lions, but they kind of struggled in both those games. Like, they could have lost either one of those.
Absolutely. It's not like they dominated in any of those games. Yeah.
So they've gone up two different paths, and now it's the rematch, but I'm
they
buying into
Green Bay too.
Dude, both of them. The Lions one, they escaped too.
Yeah, they did.
But it was just like, for me, I'm buying into the revenge narrative, right? The last time they faced the Super Bowl in Miami.
Exactly, yeah.
And I think the Niners are the better team on paper. The Chiefs obviously have the best player in the world, mm-hmm. but the Niners, you know, they've got McCaffrey, they got Debo, AU, Trent Williams, Bosa. You know, they've got a few other guys on the defense that are slipping my mind right now. But, like, and then you look at the Chiefs. Obviously, the Chiefs got a lot of good guys. You've got Chris Jones, Kelsey, you know, what's his wide receiver? Rashee Rice. You know, like, they're still good. Rashee Rice
has really been a big
step
up for them.
They're still really good. I don't know. Like, I just think the Niners, it's just the Niners' year this year. I'm kind of just hoping for it because I really didn't hate the Chiefs. I actually used to love the Chiefs. I rooted for them heavily, obviously against the Bucks and against when they won their first one against the Niners actually last time. And now I'm just like over them and their little dynasty and AFC run and they're annoying. Yeah. Niners is my pick, and I'll give a quick rundown of my plays last week just in case you didn't listen.
Yes.
Kittle anytime touchdown, Kelsey anytime touchdown, sprinkled on both McCaffrey and Kelsey MVP. And then I've got right now the Niners minus two. So, oh, and I've got Tails and the national anthem over.
That's the best part about the Super Bowl. You get placed like
so many bets. It's literally, it's actually like a betting. Oh, it's a betting Super Bowl, but it's like a better's dream. Like you can bet on the stupidest things.
It makes everything so much more exciting. Yeah, exactly. It makes everything so much more exciting.
Last year, I think I bet on the halftime show too. I
remember the how long it was going to be something like that.
Well, there was like you can bet the songs, right? The Bengals Rams Super Bowl when it was Snoop Dogg and all these guys. I bet that Snoop Dogg wouldn't smoke a blunt on stage, and I bet that it was plus money in it. He didn't. So like you can just bet on the stupidest things, and that's the best part of the Super Bowl. Like it's truly the best part of the Super Bowl. But I want to talk back to you. What do you got? Anything change?
I mean, it is a hard game to pick.
It's tough.
It is a relatively even matchup, I want to say. You know, both are very good defenses, even though it doesn't seem like the 49ers defense has been what it's been sold to be all year. You know, it has been that all year, but it hasn't been that of lately.
Yeah.
Jordan Love threw for 300 plus against them. Mm-hmm. Goff looked pretty good against them. I mean, his stats are probably even higher if there wasn't that many drops, right? And I'm not going to say that defense isn't going to show up because I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're the same defense for whatever reason that may be. I don't know if it's just mismatches that teams are exploiting on offense. Kelsey looked like the Kelsey that we haven't seen all year, basically.
I knew it was coming to you.
And we all knew it was coming. My fantasy team didn't get to see the benefit of it. But you know what? Kelsey looked like Kelsey last week. And I'm sure they're going to find a way to use Kelsey again against the 49ers because he's just that good. And they will find a way. And Rice, obviously, is a big weapon that stepped up. But, and I said it, the week of the game that we went up against the Chiefs in the first round of the playoffs, Valdez-Scantling is starting to step up. People were ripping him all year long.
Annoying.
He is making plays now that we know that he can make. He's not going to go out there and drop 150 and two TDs. No. Maybe he does that this week. That obviously isn't like the player that he's been all year.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is he's making those plays where they needed that guy, where they're doubling Kelsey or they're doubling Rice because they know they're going to go there with the ball, right?
Yeah.
You need that guy to make that play. The question is, who's going to be that guy for both teams? I think in these games, it comes down to that one play, two plays out of a guy that you're not probably expecting it to come out of, right? Yeah. And who do you think maybe that leans to, right? And that's kind of like where I'm at. Because to me, that's what it's going to come down to. I think it's going to come down to a play or two in this game. I think it's going to be back and forth the whole game, just like how the Philly-Kansas City game was last year. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to come back. And that's why I lean Kansas City.
I know, no, I'm telling you, if I wasn't honestly probably betting with my heart again, like I usually do, everything tells me Kansas City. Everything is telling me Kansas City. Like, but it's just the writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
It's Kansas City.
It's also the revenge game. And it's hard for a team to lose that revenge game in the Super Bowl because Kyle Shanahan is a great coach. Brock Purdy, we mentioned it on the last podcast, used his legs a lot. And I'm assuming he's going to do that again because you're not going to be able to devise a plan to stop Purdy on the run because you're not going to need to do that.
Yeah.
But he's going to use his he's going to use his legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, but you know what it is? When you play Mahomes, you know he's going to use his legs. Yeah, I know. But how much are you going to devote in your game plan to stopping him? Because guess what? That's going to exploit a Kelce down the field. You know, like yeah. that. And Mahomes is always going to find the open guy of his legs.
I know it's truly terrifying to like not only just betting but like going up against Mahomes, right? Like
you're going in blind to this. Yeah, I mean. there's no way to definitively say I know for sure that this team's going to win or this team's going to win. It's like I'm telling you.
I mean, I was all over the Chiefs last year. I had taken everything regarding the Chiefs last year and they won.
Also Andy Reid is a good coach, bro.
Yeah, I know, he's one of the best. He is one of the best. But like I just don't want them. I don't want them.
I get it.
I don't want them. I really don't. And I do. I think the Niners are a really good team.
They are
a
great team.
Very good team.
They're a great team.
And Kansas City's biggest weakness on defense. Their defense is amazing. Their defense, they've showed out every single game of the playoffs and the whole season, really. Like, they've honestly been, you've got Mahomes, and then this is probably it is the best defense he's probably had. Their one weakness is the run game, right? The Niners can exploit that. They've got the best running back in the game in Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And you're thinking that, you know, they've got a good O-line, they can exploit that. But the Chiefs know that, so they're probably going to play. But then you try to level in on McCaffrey, you've still got Kittle, you've still got Debo, you've still got Ayuk. Like, they've got so many weapons
everywhere.
Like, really the only disadvantage that they have is Purdy to Mahomes, right?
Absolutely.
And, like, I'm not one of those, like oh, Purdy sucks, guys. But oh my God, Purdy and Mahomes is a big gap,
huge
right?
Gap.
It's a huge gap. But huge so gap. Is so are most quarterbacks. No, most quarterbacks is that
it's,
gap.
It's Mahomes,
like, yeah.
Here,
yeah,
and then it's probably the second tier of quarterbacks here, and then it's pretty much the rest of the NFL here, and then you got your bottom tier guys down.
Yeah, yeah.
Mahomes is in his own category, and it's not even close. The more I watch him, it is actually insane of how big of a gap it is.
I know. And no, it is. It is.
Lamar's nowhere near him.
I know.
And Josh Allen's awesome. Nowhere near him.
And he's awesome. Like, it's
Tua's right there with him.
Hell yeah.
The reality is, it's Mahomes and everyone. And the more you watch him, because he does these things that you're like, how? He's playing backyard football all the time. He's not scared of anything.
No.
He bounces back from every mistake.
He makes some random miracle plays.
And those are things you can't coach against. You know, you could devise a great scheme and limit him, but you won't stop him completely.
Dude, the only time I've ever really seen it, I mean, obviously there's been some regular season games that he's not that good.
You know, Germany.
Well, no, I was not going to say Germany, but sure.
We actually did limit him pretty fucking well in that game.
But it was really the Bucks Super Bowl against the Chiefs, like where they just outright dominated the Chiefs. Like I've never seen, they didn't score a single touchdown.
Yeah,
like,
that is very true.
Like, so, that's really like the only time I've seen them like dominate.
Yeah.
So,
we'll see. It'll be an interesting game. Like, who do you think on both sides is going to be that difference maker? That's not Mahomes. That's not Kelce. You know, and on the other side, that's not McCaffrey.
It's hard because they've got so, like, the Niners, it's harder to do because literally every single person on their offense is kind of a stud, right?
Yeah.
Every single weapon, you've got McCaffrey, Kittle, Debo, Ayuk. Those are their starting four playmakers.
They're big.
So
they're
it's hard to, like, pick somebody else for them. And the Chiefs, to an extent, I mean, you've got Kelce, Rice, and I like the Scanley pick. Kadarius Toney. Why not? I mean, if he's going to play, watch, he could probably get a couple
of big catches. He's been chirping a lot.
That's what I'm saying. They might not even play him just because of that. But, like,
if
he doesn't drop the ball, I mean, he's an absolute freak athlete.
No, he's a great athlete. Don't get me wrong.
I don't know. I don't think it's actually going to be. For me, the bet is truly McCaffrey.
Talk about it. Crazy turn of events. If he's the guy, talk about that.
He would go on some crazy rant. Oh my God. Game, like,
if Toney is the guy in the Super Bowl, I hope it happens. That would be crazy.
I hope it's not because I've got everything on Niners. So
you should place a bet. Toney
MVP.
Anytime two, or what is it? Two plus touchdowns.
No, I think anytime touchdown.
Or anytime plus touchdown.
10,000. Let's see what the harder bets got him on.
The line that hasn't moved is Brock Purdy plus 12.5. Yeah. I will reiterate that right now. If you want to make money.
That's a good bet.
Place the over on Brock Purdy plus rushing yards. Like right now. Go place it. Use a Hard Rock app and place that bet. Because to me, that's a given.
Dude, he's not even on here.
Is he not?
Let me see. Where is he? I'm sure I'll touch my scanner. No, Grant's kind of... Dude, he's not even on there.
I kind of like the Sky Moore one.
Let's see. Yeah, he's not even on here.
Wow.
He's not even on here. Like,
what's Sky Moore at? He's plus 5,000?
That's for first touchdown. Oh. Anytime he's plus 650.
Oh, okay. Still kind of like that.
Yeah, I've still got my Kelce and McCaffrey one. Kelce and Kittle. I think Kittle's going to score a touchdown. Let me see what else we got here. McCaffrey's minus 275 to score touchdowns.
Of course. I mean, that's the guy ridiculous. Gets the ball too many times to not score. I mean, who else are you going to go to at that
point? The only thing you can really take from for him is, like, the multi. And even the multi touchdowns. Two touchdowns plus is plus 170. That's ridiculous. I'm going to take it.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
Let's see what game specials they've got. First team to score, total sacks. One of the defenses to scores. Not a bad bet. Yeah, they got. I mean, you can bet on everything. The Super Bowl, you can literally bet on every single thing. What are McCaffrey's rushing? Oh my God, rushing and receiving yards over 129 and a half.
I'll take the over.
That's ridiculous, though. Yeah, but it's so scary. It's such a high number. It is. He does it so normally.
No, I mean, think about it. For him, it's 60 rushing, 60 receiving. I mean, it's almost impossible for him to not get that. That's like, that's how it is.
Yeah.
And it almost seems like he didn't do it. But then you look at his numbers and like, wow, he did that so easily.
Yeah.
He's a beast. He's a beast. For me, I do think on the Chiefs side, it is a Valdes-Scantling that's going to do it. I could see a Sky Moore having a good game, too. 49ers. That's what I'm saying. I think you make a good point.
Like, we're saying these names. Like, we're saying these names. You got Sky Moore, Scantling, who are not bad players, obviously.
No, they're not bad.
But, like,
no,
dude,
no,
you look at the other side, and it's just so stacked. I know. Stacked.
It is.
But stacked. Then, again, it's just Mahomes, and it's scary to bet against Mahomes, and, like, oh, my God. And Taylor Swift's on their side. I mean, you know what I mean? It's everything is saying Chiefs. But I'm on
besides,
the
I mean, they're still dogs, though. But they want you to.
They want.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking.
I don't know.
They're always a step ahead. Vegas is always a step ahead.
They know things that we don't know. But I think it'll be a hell of a game. You know, I'm actually excited to watch it. And people are not going to like me for this. And it'll segue into my next question. I'm kind of rooting for the Chiefs here.
Why?
I don't know. I respect good ball, and they play good ball, and I respect Andy Reid a lot.
Okay, well, so listen.
I know you don't not respect them.
No, I have Kansas City gear. I like them.
And the fans, like, made me like them even more. They're the nicest fans in the world.
The fans are the nicest fans in the world. I truly like the Chiefs a lot because I liked the Mahomes story in the beginning, and like you know, when we were out of it, I was like, I wanted them to win.
Yeah,
I'm over it.
I get it. They're a dynasty right now.
I'm sick of the dynasties. If it's not us. I'm sick, and they're the AFC. They beat us, like fuck these guys, man. Yeah. Like, and also, you know what sucks? I hate the Niners. Like, I hate them. I hate that brand, that team.
Yeah.
I like the players, but I hate the Niners. Like, I'm just indifferent about them,
yeah.
Like, for them, it's just like, I mean, they're obviously, you know, they had their own Montana and stuff, but, like, I don't know, their fan base and, like, the Niners, like, I don't know, they're just, like,
something about them.
I don't like them. I don't like the Niners.
So that segues me into, I guess, segment that I want to ask is, as a Dolphins fan, and Pooch, I want your input on this one too. What is the top five hatest teams as a Dolphin fan currently, right now? Like, who are the top five teams the Dolphins fans hate the most? I want it
in order.
Five, four, three, two, one. No, let's start from one because it's easier down that way. Current state of football. Yeah, not historic. Like, I want it in today's day and age.
Okay, let me pull up these teams real quick because
I feel like top three, I mean, you can move them around however you want. I think for the most part, they're all the same.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about today's, like, I'm not...
Today's day and age.
I mean, I will always hate the Jets, and I'm always going to hate the Pats. Like, they're... But
that's what
right
I'm
now,
saying.
I'm not as... But yes, I mean, I hate... I'll put them 5 and 4.
Okay.
But I hate them more than most other teams just right now. Number one for me is Buffalo.
Buffalo. I think that's a general consensus across all Dolphins fans. Buffalo is our least favorite team.
I don't like Buffalo. Honestly, I'd probably put Kansas City in my top five. Number two is the Bengals. I hate the Bengals. I hate the Bengals. I cannot emphasize enough how much I hate the Bengals, actually. I'm sick of time. By the way, this is stupid. Twitter's about to rile me up. Twitter is just like, is full of Bengals fans and be like, oh, Burrow would have beat him. Shut up. Shut up. No, stop. Stop that. They're out of the playoffs. Stop talking about the Bengals. Stop making this about yourself. I hate Bengals.
Yeah,
fans.
They're having FOMO.
Polo.
They're having FOMO.
Polo.
Polo. I hate them too.
Polo. I hate Polo too. No, I just hate the Bengals. I hate the Bengals. Really because of Polo, but I really hate the Bengals are my second most hated team. Then third would just probably be the Chiefs because they dominate the AFC. And then Jets and Pats because I hate it. The Jets growing up is still my most hated team ever. I think the Bills are kind of creeping in that territory. The Pats, I also just hate Boston. The Pats, like when they had Brady, like I hated them. But it was, again, the thing is like whatever. Like it was not like we were really in it all the time. And it's like, these guys, I mean, whatever. I still hated them, but there's something about the Jets and about Buffalo and New York.
No, of course. Anybody in your division, they're obviously going to be a level of hatred because you play them twice a year. Exactly. There's the rivalry there.
Yeah.
I think the general consensus is Buffalo being the most hated, right? Yes, the Patriots and Jets are definitely in that. And to your point, they're not as relevant, but they're still in, you know, they're still there. And they, I mean.
Honestly, Dallas could be in my top five just because of Lou. my dad's number one team is Dallas, by the way. It's not even anybody in our division.
Dallas is in my top five.
Yeah, honestly, I could put Dallas.
So,
but like, I'd probably put them at five, maybe six. I don't know.
My top five is Buffalo one. I'm gonna say it's gotta be Jets too. They're just obnoxious.
I hate the Jets, but like again, but you said current day because the Jets
current day
they don't scare me.
Scare me, but they're obnoxious and they have their fan base on Twitter. Is always speaking crazy nonsense about us, and they're always ripping Tua. So, fuck the Jets.
And
the Patriots just there's almost like a little bit of like a nick there because of what they did to us for the last 20 years.
Yeah,
and that was more of like a Brady thing.
But now we own them, so like,
but we kind of own them right now, and I don't know, they don't really bother me.
Well,
they're in my top
three.
No, they're still in my top five and my top three. The division is in my top three.
Yeah, we got to take the division out because that's what makes it harder.
Yes,
the division
is always going to be but top then again, five. I would look, and there's not really anybody that I really hate that much outside of those five that I'm about to say.
Okay.
Four, for sure the Cowboys. God damn, I hate them. I hate them. I hate their fan base.
Yeah.
I don't hate Lou, but I hate his obnoxious attitude towards the Cowboys. Yeah, just everything about them. They're America's team for God knows what reason. They're irrelevant all the time. Oh, yeah. Can't stand them. So they're number four. And then number five, for whatever weird reason, I don't like the Cleveland Browns. I don't like them.
They're a random team. Like if
their helmet is fucking orange. Yeah. They don't have a true logo on their field. Like they feel like an organization that just can't ever figure their shit out. Yeah. When they got Deshaun Watson, I was happy for Joe Flacco, but that's separate from the I don't know. I've never even interacted with the Browns fan before. I don't like the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. They're in my top five.
I like that.
They think they're good when they're not good.
Pooch, you got five?
Pooch, what's your top five?
Or three outside of the division. Two or three outside of the division.
Yeah, top three is the division, or they're in your top five. What are the two other teams?
Should I go on camera for this?
Get over
here. Wow, Pooch.
Pooch appearance.
Pooch appearance. Pooch appearance. Wow. He just wanted to show off his jacket.
Okay. Uh-oh, the camera's going to fall.
He just wanted to show off his jacket. Here you go. Put it this
Bills
way.
Bills number one.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots number two.
All right.
Surprisingly, I have the Jets last. The Jets number five. The teams I cannot stand are outside of the division are the Eagles and the Chargers. I cannot stand the Eagles or the Chargers.
I can see the Eagles.
I can't stand the Eagles.
I can see the Chargers too. Really, just because the Chargers fans with like the Herbert Tua thing, they're annoying as hell.
Yes, they're annoying as hell. And then the Eagles, like,
they have no fans.
The Eagles thought they were like
the kings,
and they talked. And they didn't realize that they had an illegal play
that
carried them to a 10-1 record.
No, I don't like the Eagles.
Yeah.
And
they're definitely
close
to my top five. They might be number six, honestly.
All right, that's enough screen time for me.
No?
Hey, Pooch. Hey, Pooch.
Good top five. I kind of agree with the Eagles thing. I thought about putting the Chargers in there because that whole Herbert thing. But then I'm like, I'm being biased towards Herbert. Herbert didn't really do anything to...
Put this on himself. And they honestly don't really have fans.
They don't really have fans. Plus, they've been having these issues with their coaching. Maybe I start to hate them more now if they start winning. But
yeah, that's true.
But I used to love the Chargers as a kid, bro. The LT and Phillip Ray.
Well, that's the thing with
the
Eagles.
And
the
Unis, bro. That's all I would play in Madden.
See, for me, the Eagles, the reason I like the Eagles is because I love Donovan McNabb and Bron Westbrook. Those are my guys back in the day. And they had T.O. and stuff. You know what's ironic? I actually grew up liking the Bengals. until I met Pola. Because Chad Johnson, Chad Ofosinko, was my favorite non-Finn outside until Adrian Peterson came into the league. And Adrian Peterson, that's why I kind of like the Vikings, actually.
Well, funny, but similar to that, why I like the Titans now.
I actually like Titans. Derrick Henry is my favorite player.
Vince Young was my favorite quarterback.
He was, dude. He was your favorite quarterback.
I was Vince Young for Halloween 1 year.
Yeah. Full pads.
Yeah. Vince Young jersey. I mean, white skin, but I was, but I was full blown in all Vince Young gear.
Dude, you actually used to love Vince.
Dude, I was obsessed with when he was in Texas. Vince he was Young. Fucking badass.
That's one of the reasons I like Texas. Like, I love that Vince Young era.
It's tough for me to hate the Dallas Cowboys because they have like one of my favorite players of all time, Larry Allen.
Get out of here, Pooch. This guy's probably low key with Lou. Really
freaking out
with
that.
No, absolutely not.
Sus. We never heard of this from him before. Now that the season's over, throwing these facts out.
He's like, oh, it's episode one of Sports Talk. Like,
true, though.
Bela Confi Mo Pooch would have never said that.
The Cowboys, I gotta hate them forever.
Yeah, that's actually my dad's most hated team. Like, he hates the Cowboys more than anybody in our division.
I like that.
Like, his number one hated team is the Cowboys. It's actually insane. I mean, my brother used to always, like, still to this day make fun of him for it. It's like you have, like, if your number one enemy, unless it's like whatever your team's biggest rival, but it's most likely an in division team. Like, you have to root against your division and you play them twice a year every year.
Absolutely. But next segment or next episode, let's do top five favorite teams.
Outside
of the Dolphins, obviously.
I can do that right now.
Well, let's bring it up because we'll go on another tangent with that one. But
okay.
Next episode, we're gonna do our top five outside of the Dolphins.
Okay.
And so check that one out. But
we should do a full rankings episode.
Top
five favorite outside Finns, favorite players outside the favorite Finns.
Yes,
we can do a whole ranking episode.
100%.
100%.
Top five, and maybe this is for the Twitter people. But what fan base stands on business the most? Like, what's fan base is like?
Like the diehard fans.
Yeah, diehard. Like, but like, if you like say something, like they could we come at you like.
Oh man, everyone's gonna think they're there. I mean, that's a good conversation. That's like a good healthy debate. And maybe we bring like a couple fans into that one because Lou being one of them. Eric is a good one too that we can bring in. He's a Giants fan.
Like, it'd be like, what fan base has talked about shit like?
I'm sure we could find a Philly fan and then him and Eric can fight on the screen.
Yeah.
Imagine having a Cowboys. Oh my God. We're going to get a Cowboys and Eagles and a fucking Giants fan.
NFC North special.
Did you really see Kansas City talking that much?
No, they're Angels of fans.
We even have a Commanders fan. The guy
there was one guy that was kind of talking smack and then he kind of ended up being super nice at the end.
Who?
Some guy that was like kind of sitting in front of me that he wanted to talk.
And like,
for what?
At the Chiefs game.
Even Baltimore. Like,
and then even his boys were Chiefs, like...
No.
Even his boys were like,
No.
Baltimore talks a lot?
No.
Yeah, he's gone to Baltimore.
Baltimore, and I'll tell you what, they stand on their business.
Well, maybe in person, like, but I'm talking like on Twitter.
Yeah, I guess. But like, dude, in person, there it's like, that's the closest I've ever gotten to a fight at a game.
But you see what? If you stand on your ground on Twitter, but you don't stand on your ground in person, then you're a fake fan.
They stand on their ground in person, that's for sure. And as much as I hate them, the Pats fans do too. Like, they will... I've been to Jets Pats. I haven't been to Bills. Bills is the one.
Gotta do that.
Yeah.
Which we probably will play them in the later part of the year next year.
Yeah, but next year I've got my eyes set on Lambeau. Like, absolutely. Now that the fact that speaking of the Eagles,
that's a good point.
They're the Brazil game, which
was
the
Eagles and
I don't think they've announced. I don't know if they've announced the other team yet, but we thought for a second it was going to be us and the Packers, and it's not. So it's looking good for us to go to Lambeau. Thank God.
I'm shocked that it wasn't us.
I did not want to go to Brazil.
No. I would have gone, but I wouldn't have wanted to go.
I think they're
going to
make us play in the cold on purpose in
Lambeau. I hope so. That'd be sick.
I want it. That's what I want.
I either want it like the weekend of football or like toward the end.
I want it towards the end. I want it to be fucking ice.
I
want to
open the season with the 49ers.
Give me the Niners.
I want first week of the season.
That'd be...
Just set the tone right away.
Yeah, that would be a good one. But yeah, we play them at home too. That'd be sick.
That would be a sick home opener.
Monday night. Give us.
Dude, that'd be nuts.
Because we're gonna get primetime next year for sure.
No,
no more eight jet primetime games, bro.
We had three primetime games this year.
Yeah, but the Jets had the most.
I mean, well, I get it because the whole Aaron Rodgers, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, yeah. But fuck that. We move. All right. No more football. It's just making me fucking riled up.
It's also sad because, like, this is the last week of football. It's like a bittersweet thing.
It is a bittersweet
thing.
Super Bowl
is the best.
We really got to soak it all in.
The Super Bowl is the best ever.
The draft coming up.
Oh, the draft in April.
It's going to be sick.
How about our boy Tua in the Pro Bowl? Bro, hitting Tyreek on the slam for a TD. It's like.
I told, hey, Tyreek anytime touchdown. I called it. And, hey. Adn Assad over Inter Miami 6-0 beatdown.
Yeah, that was a whoop.
I gave a locks last week. I'll tell you that much.
He did.
I stood on my business.
We
boy.
Still gotta. We still gotta do that tracking of.
I know. What well, our now, picks we'll start looking. Now. Like, we'll start now with the sports talk.
Well, we'll start tracking them now for sure. Like, week by week. But I am curious just how we did in the whole football season in its entirety.
But you're gonna have to go back and do that research.
That'll take forever, bro.
No, go through every dude. Imagine all
it actually won't take that long. All you have to do is find the part where we do the talks, which is
yeah,
they're split
up, yeah.
And then just you know we go week by week and match it. So we can maybe break it down. Everyone gets you get week one through week five. I'll get week five through week 11, and you get week 11 through 17 or something. Then we break it up like that. I feel like that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right,
well, we're gonna get that.
Yeah. All right, but. Yeah, I mean, this week our locks are for the Super Bowl, so we'll we'll be releasing a clip actually this week tomorrow, right? Tomorrow, the Super Bowl one, Super Bowl picks, and then we got Waste Management this week.
One of the most fun tournaments ever.
Like, let's talk about it.
I'm jealous because you went last year.
I did.
And
I wanted to go again so bad this year.
Yeah, the only two golf tournaments I've ever been to was Arnold Palmer, which is top five, one of the best sporting events I've ever been to. And then I also went to the LIV Golf Championship. That was at the Trump last year.
Okay.
So I haven't gone to any other tournaments. If there is one outside of the Masters and I guess majors that I would love to go to, it would be Waste Management. Like honestly, a bucket list one.
I mean, it's not in the Masters category.
Yeah.
And obviously the majors is just a different feel because of the level of, but dude,
it's electric.
Dude, Waste Management is like. Another level of like a feeling to
it.
I was telling Pooch today, it's a party that happens to have a golf tournament going on at the same time.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Absolutely insane. There are grandstands everywhere just full of like, not like your casual bar, like just straight DJs and music and just people, young people everywhere. It's outstanding. It's an outstanding sporting event. And I would wish that the PGA would embrace more tournaments to be that way throughout the year. Not the majors. Keep the majors as what they are and keep their identity for that, But how many random-ass tournaments are there in between?
My only pushback is two things, right?
Okay.
One, because of the fact that it's the only one, it makes you more unique.
It's on the West Coast. At least make one on the East Coast.
Yeah.
One West Coast one, one East Coast
one. The other thing is then you could turn into LIV. So, because that's basically what LIV is.
Yes,
dude, you watch the LIV. By the way, LIV was actually electric this weekend.
It is.
But like as they're shooting, you just hear.
No. But you see, Waste Management's not like that.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like they go.
So they do it the right way. I think LIV is just doing it. They're being obnoxious about it. They're being so obnoxious. When I see Dustin Johnson fucking teeing off, and I just hear Fisher in the background, I'm like, what is happening right now? Look, I'm all for the game. Enhancing and having fun and making it as engaging as possible. But like, I don't know. Like football's not doing that. Baseball maybe could embrace that lifestyle a little bit in it. But it's like, there's a happy medium. And I don't think LIV is living on the other extreme.
Yeah. I will say what LIV is doing very well and what the PGA needs to actually catch up on is the coverage. Because I don't know if you saw, the LIV just has this new thing. Where you can actually track every single golfer, whichever one you want, every single shot. It's like they partner with Google or whatever, and it's like you're never missing a shot. The PGA coverage.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
I love.
Yeah, that they're hopping around, and then all of a sudden you haven't seen Ricky Fowler for seven holes, and then you're like, what the hell happened?
You see the same five guys the whole round.
Yeah, no.
Like
you need to show more golf. They got to show way more golfers.
They do the ads and stuff, whatever. You got to make money, sure. But holy cow, dude, it's 1,000%. Such a difference when you do it, when you watch a LIV and you watch every single shot, every single golfer's making.
I do really
like just
with
bump
that.
It up, like, or give us that feature where, like, if I want to watch every Hovland shot, I'm watching every Hovland shot.
So ESPN Plus does have a little bit of that.
I know, but
with
they pick six golfers.
Yeah, it's with like, the feature groups.
Like, no, I'm with you. They have to like, be a million
They got to pump that.
They are apparently miking up the golfers now, though.
That's good. That's good.
Like, they're going to be, like, live mics, you can hear them. So you can hear Justin Thomas room or something.
People started doing that. They started miking up.
It's the best. The miking up stuff, like NFL, when they start doing that, and it's just so cool to see that, you know, what's kind of happening in their head in real time.
Have, like, a live mic. You can't have, like, the player live mic, though, and talk to them in the middle of the play.
Right. No. But I'm saying for golf, they're going to have mics on these guys as they're playing, which is cool. I mean, even they've done a little bit of it where they do, like, almost like the interviews in the middle of the course, you know, when they're playing.
Yeah. They had actually one with Aberg I was watching on Saturday.
It's cool. But obviously the player has to be willing to do that as well because they're in high, you know, focus mode and all that. But yes, I definitely agree with that coverage. But going back to waste management, obviously it's always a stacked field. They have like the pro-am, I think tomorrow actually, where they have all the celebrities coming in and they play the 16th hole. Awesome. That 16th hole.
We're going to get there one day.
Yeah. We're going to be there next year.
No, we're going to play in the pro-am.
Oh. Listen, bro. That is my dream.
One day we are going to play in a pro-am. Like, you heard it here first.
David's speaking my language.
We're going to play in a pro-am.
David's speaking my language. Yeah. It might be next year.
If the Dolphins are on the Super Bowl, we'll be at the Waste Management next year. Mm-mm.
No, we will be at both.
We'll
Wednesday be pro-am. Then we'll see Thursday, Friday at Waste Management. And we'll fly over to NOLA
Saturday
morning.
Oh, my God.
Do NOLA Saturday night. Super Bowl Sunday.
It's going to be me Monday.
Yeah. Then don't talk to us for a week.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take a break from the pod that week. But I'm talking. It's going to happen. I'm telling you right now.
I like it. But, Waste Management this weekend. A couple big withdrawals. One of them being my guy, Hov. Hov's not playing this weekend. And either Xander. But it's all good. Field is still extremely stacked. And I love JT this weekend. I think JT.
I like that pick a lot.
Yeah.
There's a tornado going on outside right now.
Dude, that kind of sounded like a tornado.
It's actually wicked.
I love JT this week. He's got his nonsense. Let me talk. The trees. She's like, nah.
JT's like, no, not JT.
Yeah, the winds are like, bro, what are you doing?
Let's try this. How about the gala?
Oh, they like the gala.
They're like, yeah, not bad. All right.
You know what's funny is that if the camera doesn't pick any of that up,
they're like, who are you guys talking to?
These guys have lost their minds.
It picks up the wind, right?
Yeah. Relatively.
Like, if you're hearing that loud enough, you can hear that.
That's why they have the little puffs on. That's when the puffs are supposed to control the wind, but that's, like, loud.
Yeah,
that's not just, like, wind. That's loud. That's whistling.
Yeah. I absolutely love JT. JT, like, to start off the season, has played.
He's playing
pretty
great.
Much unreal golf. Like, he's looking, like, primed. Because he had a bit of a drop-off last year. He wasn't great. And this year, he's kind of kick-started the year, like, on a really high note. And, like, literally this past weekend at Pebble Beach, three bogeyless rounds. So like at Pebble, like in those conditions, like they're playing. He's in a really good spot right now. He's one of those guys.
Really good golf.
Yeah, and he's one of those guys too that feeds off the energy and like loves playing in those like loud events like the Ryder Cups. Obviously, that's why he keeps getting picked. So I really like the spot. I'm all in on JT this weekend, and I think that he's going to continue having a really good year. Which is awesome to see because, like, again, like last year, he kind of had that down year. I see JT picking it right back up, and I think it starts with a win this weekend, which, honestly,
I like that.
He had a very high chance to win Pebble, which I'm still upset that they called it after 3 days.
That was heated.
I was sitting on a JT ticket. But also, like, if I'm Aberg, this young phenom, insane golfer, he's won back. Going to the last day, like, to win his, like, first, like, big event.
I mean, outside of what what's this guy's name? Clark was doing, on that Saturday. Aberg was playing probably the best golf out of anyone in that tournament.
Dude, he was playing awesome.
So
he's really good. He's one of the futures of the sport. Like he is disgusting.
We kind of alluded to it in the last time we were talking just about the tour. There's just so many good young golfers.
Right now. There's a ton of them.
And one of them is my guy who I'm picking this weekend, Degala.
Yeah?
I like him.
You like the guys?
I like him, bro. I like him. He's playing really good golf, too, and he's one of these guys that embraces this type of environment. He's a man of the people, young guy. I do think this is a course that he can play well at.
And he's one of my guys that I really like this weekend.
I love Christian's a huge Thigala guy.
I love him, bro. I love him. I'm a huge Thigala guy.
I like Thigala a lot. Since really his the what's the Netflix show called? They had that highlight episode on him.
Yeah.
When he was a breakout rookie. And he's been playing really well too. He almost
he had a great season last year,
and even a couple weeks ago he almost won.
I know. He's been in the mix. He's left off right where he was last year. Yeah. He's playing really good golf. And he's another one of those young guys. So I like him. I think he's going to really embrace it. And I think now he's more settled in too. I think last year he finished like in the top 40.
Yeah.
And he had a good last round. So I think he's already kind of now fully immersed into the tour. He kind of knows how to win. He's won already on the tour. So he knows what it takes to get out there. And I do think that he can compete. And then my other guys, I love Homa. I'm a big Homa guy.
Yeah.
He hasn't been playing great golf, but I think, again, he's another guy that can embrace, this environment and they kind of almost feed off of it a little bit and play well in these environments. And then, I mean, how sick would it be if like a guy like Ricky could fucking pull it off out there?
Well, Ricky's been playing pretty well, too. Ricky's kind of in the same category as the next guy I had, who I kind of like again this week, but I'm always scared to pick him. And it's Spieth. Spieth and Ricky kind of like start the year because they've had really good weeks. Like they're playing lights out.
Yeah.
Like Spieth almost won whatever tournament that was earlier in the year when it was during the Bills game.
Yes.
I think it might have been the Sony or something. But one of the ones in Hawaii. I think it's the first one, the Century. But Ricky, same thing. Like last week, actually, he was playing really well at Pebble. They're kind of like in the same. I don't know. I mean, they're friends too, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I do like Spieth this week if he can just get his driver in order. Like
his irons
are insane. It's
the putting too, bro. He's still can't figure out the putting situation. He's missing some.
Yeah, his putting is
an issue. Which was one of his biggest problems last year too. He wasn't hitting the putts that he's used to hitting, and I think that he's a good enough player that even if he's not if he's missing off the tee, he's missing some fairways, he can get up and down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got to be able to hit those. I mean, look what this guy last week, Clark, was doing, bro.
Dude.
He was averaging over 10-foot putts.
He was hitting some insane. His third round at Pebble
was
one of the craziest rounds I've ever seen.
And that's that he left his last three putts short.
I know.
He had the line on all three of them.
He could have shot like a 58.
Easily.
And he already set the course record with the 60. So I don't know. I think we're in for a big weekend, though. I think this is going to be a fun tournament. It always is a blast. And, I love Waste Management. And I love just 16. And it's really, because Pebble's a big tournament. And even the Century to kick it off. But, this is really the first staple event of the year. This is the one that, it's one of the more recognizable events for even people who aren't diehard into golf and watch every weekend we do. This is really the first, staple event that gets people hyped, and it's kind of almost the kickoff into golf because you've got the Super Bowl, and then like we said, spring is owned by golf. It's golf season.
Absolutely.
And the summer is also kind of golf season, but it's mixed in with NHL and NBA playoffs.
Yeah, spring is just you have all the big
spring. Yeah, and we're about to get on the stretch. We're about to get on a crazy stretch of golf, and this is really the starting point of that because you got the Genesis, you've got Arnold Palmer,
Cognizant Classic,
Masters. You know what I mean? So it's looking to be a good one. I mean, we've got some, we've had a lot of rookies and young guys, we talked about win early.
Yeah.
But this last, the Pebble was, I think, with the second elevated event of the year. You had a healthy mix
of both.
Exactly. And you had, obviously Wyndham Clark, who won, was it either U.S. Open last year?
Yeah,
because Brooks won.
He won on a tear towards the end of the year.
He won USA Open, USA Open last year. You had Cantley in the mix. You had JT in the mix. You had Abrick's an up-and-comer. Cantley's
another guy that I can kind of see kind of winning this weekend.
Yeah, I mean,
he's playing good. He's having those kind of mini meltdowns. Yeah.
You know who I like this week? I forgot to mention. Big Tone. I like Tony Finau this week.
Really? I like him. I always love a good Finau.
Like Finau, but he's another one that I'm scared.
He could just get hot at any moment.
Yeah, exactly. But he's another one I get scared of because, he's won, obviously, a few tournaments, he's never won any of these big ones. Yeah. I don't know. I like Big Tone here. He fits well with the course, and I like him. So, but JT is still, I'm all in on JT. JT, these other guys are my secondary. JT is my horse this weekend.
Does Tony have a major?
No.
Tony this is not the year. A major.
It could be.
This is the year.
It could be. I'm
feeling a Tony major this year.
You know what? You know what we should do? Let's predict the four. Let's predict the four winners.
Oh, I love that. Let's do it.
Do you want to go like specific, or do you want to say these guys are going to win a major? It doesn't matter which one. You can go four because
no, I like. Let's pick the major winners.
Okay, that's a bit harder, but yeah.
I mean, there's just so many factors that go into it.
I know,
it. But it's like super premature.
Yeah.
Major winners.
Okay. Do you want to start, or do you want me to start?
Let me let's pull them up in order.
Okay, I'm going to go Masters. And I'm going to go Masters. I think Victor Hovland's going to win the Masters. And it's not just a biased pick. I think Hov's either going to win the Masters or the Open. I think he's going to win one of the two, possibly both. But if it's not Hov, you know what? I'm going to put Hov as the Open. And I'm going to put Brooks. I think Brooks is going to get his first green jacket. He's been eyeing for it. And you know what I think he's going to win a major again this year? I don't know which one. I'm gonna say PGA for now. I don't know, but I think DJ's gonna win a major.
Oh,
I think DJ's back. Not enough people are talking about DJ.
Oh, okay.
DJ was pissed last year.
I think DJ. I like that pick a lot. He's just been so.
Might win the Masters by the way. Quiet. Like my three horses in the Masters early. Like obviously a lot can change. Hovland, Brooks, and DJ. Those I think one of those three are gonna win it. It's hard to bet against Rom.
Yeah.
Winning one, Scotty.
I know.
But, like, I think I like one. I like another live guy to win one of the majors this
100%.
Year.
100%. Live guy is winning a major this year.
It's going to be, I mean, I guess Rom's. I forget they have Rom, too. And, yeah, it's crazy. But, I don't know. I have to go through each one.
I know. It's tough. This is super premature. I do like the fact of a DJ winning a major this year. I think he's just been very quiet, and he's just way too good of a golfer.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about my boy Cam Smith.
I like Cam. Yeah, Cam's another one.
Cam's winning one this year. I'm calling it right now. But you want to know who I'm picking to win the Masters? Tony Finau.
Big Tone.
This is the Masters. This is the year he pulls it off. And what better way to do it than on the Masters stage?
Yeah, I mean, that would be crazy.
I
can see like Big Tone winning the U.S. Open, but
I can see him. He's due. He's just due.
Oh, you know who's winning a major this year? Tiger Woods.
Tiger's back. If Tiger wins a major, bro.
If he's going to win one, it's going to be Augusta, though. That's kind of like his.
That is his course.
It's his course. It's also, I think it's like. I think there's so many.
You think he does all four?
Yeah, he's playing all four. He's going to play. I'll tell you which one he's going to play. He's going to play the Genesis next week, I think. Because I'm pretty sure it's his tournament.
Yeah, that's his tournament.
He's going to play all four majors. I think he said he's going to play like six or something. Something like that.
Six total tournaments?
I think he's something around that. He's going to play four majors. I can see him playing. I don't know. I think depending on how he plays the Genesis, I honestly wouldn't be shocked if he plays Yarno Palmer. He loves Yarno Palmer.
That would be sick, man.
But
he's a Florida guy, so I mean, I could see him.
He likes Yarno, or the players.
Yeah.
He can pick one of the two.
Yeah.
To play. Let me see. Three.
A Tiger Majors, even a Masters would be great. Because how far is he from the record right now?
No, he's
for majors specifically.
He's still got a couple, right? Yeah. Oh, it's the Valspar. Why would he play Valspar?
He wouldn't play Valspar.
The Tampa one.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one. I think that's in between.
Okay, so this is
that might be right after Players. I think
this is the Tigers. So it is six. By the way, he said he'd play six. Tigers 2024 projected schedule.
Okay.
Genesis Invitational, which I just said. Well, I kind of nailed all these.
Next weekend, right?
It was Genesis, which is next weekend. The Players,
mm-hmm.
and then all four majors.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Which Players is considered the unofficial fifth major.
Yeah, essentially.
So, that makes sense.
He's won the Players twice, too.
He plays well at that course.
He plays well in the Florida swing. I mean, he's won the Arnold Palmer like five times,
yeah. I think. If we could see a Tiger win, I mean, that just elevates the game of golf. What Tiger's able to do for this game outside of any other golfer.
Yeah.
I mean, he is here compared to everyone else. It's also a different time in golf, right, where you just have so many golfers right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. And what they
and the brands
too.
Of all these golfers, like, personally, like, yeah. A lot of people like these guys. Before, it was like Tiger, fill, and like that was pretty much it, you know? As of recently, that's really, I feel like, expanded.
Yeah, and also the game's expanded in terms of course. I mean, the game has expanded throughout the years, but like really COVID didn't, you know, a number really on golf because so many people just kind of picked up the sport. It was one of the first sports that came back during the pandemic, and people just started watching and fell in love. It's kind of around when I fell in love with it. So, like, actually watching PGA. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's crazy. And the amount of good players now, it's so spread out. And, I mean, it's literally spread out so much that it's on two different tours. But, yeah, man. Golf's in a good place. Yeah, golf's in a great place right now. We're in for a big year. And, again, it starts this weekend at the Waste Management.
Should we let the people know? February 26th?
Oh, yeah. Let them know, Andre.
So, we are now officially able to cover PGA media in these tournaments, which means we will be bringing player interviews directly from the tournaments. So, we will be bringing some exclusive golf content brought to you by Tranquilo Sports.
Hell yeah.
And we don't know the gist of exactly what we will be doing, but we can officially say that we will now be bringing you exclusive coverage on some of these tournaments. And the Cognizant Classic is the first one.
Hell yeah.
So coming in a few weeks, you're going to see some really cool content coming from us.
You're going to see a lot of cool, different golf content. You know, not only just the interviews and stuff, but we've got a lot of cool things planned. And just stay tuned for some Tranquilo tea times, too. So,
hey, and some merch.
Yeah, hey. And some merch. We're going big this year, boys.
Let's get it.
I like it.
So we got Waste Management Super Bowl this weekend. Big weekend. Ton to recap next weekend. So I'm excited about next week's episode because we're going to have a bunch to talk about.
I'm sure.
And hopefully we made some money this weekend too.
Hopefully. I'm begging.
Hopefully, because I've had a pretty dry 2 weeks, I would say.
I'm cold. I'm ice cold right now.
I need something to hit. I need something to hit. Anything else before we wrap it up?
No.
All right, guys. Well, appreciate you guys for tuning in. We are now, again, officially Tranquilo Sports. Yep. So we are no longer Melo Confirmo. So Tranquilo Sports it is. And we will see you guys next week. Adios. Yep.